The program we are about to present is a report on the gay liberation movement.
Betches Media presents.
Gay.
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 Gay and lesbian.
Homosexuals come together.
Twyla. Twyla. Twyla.
Everyone's gay.
Bless God and bless the gays.
Hi, guys, and welcome to Everyone's Gay. I'm Chris Burns.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
Did you like that?
That was a fun one.
Thank you. I gave you a little
good.
Surprise.
That was really shocking, I have to say. But, you know, I appreciate it.
I watched one of our coworkers leap out of her chair.
Was it? Who was it?
It was Shira.
Aw.
She thought I was yelling, because I was.
You yelled recently and shook a table for a video. For a TikTok,
yes.
And Aileen, our CEO, like ran out of her office and was like so petrified she thought a shooting was happening.
Yeah, I was doing an impression of Teresa Giudice flipping a table.
Naturally.
So, you know.
You have to scream and shake a table.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on? How are you? What's new?
What is new? I don't know. What did I do this past weekend? I worked, you know?
I know.
Oh, it was my nephew's 6th birthday party, so that was exciting.
Oh my God, 6. I remember it like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically it.
Was he happy?
Yeah. I mean, all 6-year-olds tend to be happy, I feel like. Unless they're like...
little abused. Dark kids. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, that was terrible.
Did you ever see the... it's like a tweet. I don't know. It went viral. But it was like this little 3-year-old that's like obsessed with horror movies.
Mm-mm.
And so for her birthday, she wanted the theme to be like horror movies. So it's like all these girls dressed up as princesses, but she's dressed as like in all like crazy makeup. Like she looks like she's been dead for 10 years.
That's awesome.
Like that is an amazing kid.
How was your weekend? What's new with you?
How was my weekend? It was good. I did things. I did a drag brunch.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fun. Yeah, nothing too interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I now see each other so often. It's like,
yeah,
what is there to catch up?
And
on?
We also don't really like do anything.
I know. That's why I was texting with Elise last night, friend of the show, and she was like, "What are you doing for New Year's Eve?" And I was like, "I don't know."
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to Albany.
Albany?
Yeah.
Family time.
Family time.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, "What are you doing for New Year's?" And I was like, "I don't know. I don't." And she was like, Katie Ruth, who's another friend of ours, she's like, requested going on a bar crawl. So now we're like thinking of having her committed. We don't know what's going on. And I was like, yeah, we're getting so old. The idea of a bar crawl makes me want to die.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and I feel like none of us are at the place where we have giant apartments with 40 roommates where we can have parties. Like we're mm-hmm. all in sensible 2-bedrooms now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I'm in a 4-bedroom with only one other roommate right now.
Oh, that's fun.
I
guess. Do you not have to pay the full rent?
No, we do. But it's like her and I are the only two on the lease. So we've lived together for like 8 years.
So what do you do?
I mean, we're going to get somebody else. I think we're trying to get somebody else, but we're going to really start. I mean, we need somebody soon to do it. But I'm like, it's so nice. I like just living with just her.
That happened to me. I was living in a 3-bedroom and I was never on the lease because I moved in when someone was like, I'm moving out. And so they were like, okay, just sign the lease when the lease is renewing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ended up, that never happened. That time passed. So I never signed a lease. And then the one girl moved out and we were like, okay, we can't find a roommate. And then the other girl moved out. So it was just me in there for a few weeks.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm leaving. And I'm not paying the full rent.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, because Maisie, who's like my best friend, moved out. We never filled her room.
Mm-hmm.
So like in an ideal world, it would be the three of us. But she's living her Netflix original movie life in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And my other roommate who lived there for like 3 years just texted us a few weeks ago. And was like, hey, I'm moving out.
Oh my God.
And it's gone. So whatever.
Wow.
Speaking of Netflix original movies.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the hubbub about the gay Hallmark stuff?
Well, so this was a commercial, right?
Yes. So this is what happened is that recently this isn't even from an article, bitch. I wrote this myself. Thank you so much.
You broke the story.
I broke the story. I really did on Washington Post, but I did reword it appropriately. So recently, 1 million moms, an anti-gay advocacy group, was up in arms when they spotted a lesbian kiss on the altar during an ad for Zola, the like wedding planning thing. And Hallmark Channel, which came around in 2001 as a rebrand for what it was before that, which was like a Christian channel, initially caved in and took the ad down, saying that they wouldn't air anything that was deemed controversial.
Yeah.
So then after Twitter exploded and it received even more backlash and people like saying they were going to boycott it, they reinstated the ad and then made a vow that they would do better in their representation of the LGBTQ plus community.
Good for Hallmark.
So now Hallmark is saying that there could be a gay Hallmark movie by Christmas 2020, which is funny because I constantly talk about how I love Hallmark movies.
You do?
I live for them.
And would do you feel like you're missing a gay Hallmark movie in your life?
I do. And let me tell, like, I have a paid subscription to Hallmark movies.
Mm-hmm.
That I split with my friend. It was $60 for the year.
Oh my God. Split it.
I know, right?
For Hallmark.
But I wrote on this paper my Hallmark movie pitch for my own movie.
I would love to hear it.
Thank you so much.
Fun fact about 1 Million Moms before we get into your beautiful pitch, which I'm sure it will be. They only have one staffer, and she's one person, and she is the one person that tried to get this Hallmark commercial off. They only have 44,000 followers on Facebook. So clearly they are not 1 million. They actually only have 25,000 people who signed that Hallmark petition. You would think it'd be a million.
Yeah, and
but you know what?
You would at least have a million if there was a million people there.
Exactly. So I feel like they may need to rethink their name to like One Staffed Moms.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Her name's Monica also. How bizarre.
God, Monica.
Okay, are you ready for my movie pitch?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much. So I just thought about it. When Chris gives up on comedy after yet another broken heart, he moves to the small town of Winter Powder, Colorado.
Is this a real place?
No. Oh. It never is, but all the towns are always like Snowy Falls and like ridiculous town names, and I'm obsessed with it. After staying at the only hotel in town, he meets Ezra. They always have fun names. The jaded inn owner who had to give up his career as an architect in New York to take care of his ailing mother. After she died just last year, she left him the inn and now feels too guilty to sell it. After a night of taking care of Winter Powder's homeless population together, which is where we met, Chris and Ezra fall madly in love and learn it wasn't the city that wasn't keeping them fulfilled, but a lack of love. Ultimately, Chris ends up marrying Ezra and then divorcing him, and he was too stupid to make him sign a prenup. So then I take the inn and turn it into a drag club.
Oh my God, I love a happy ending.
And that's my Hallmark original.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I could see you running a drag club in Colorado.
Oh my God, thank you.
That would be fun. I would come visit.
I also could see myself doing that.
Yeah, that would be nice. I need to come to... I haven't been to one of your drag shows in a very long time. I feel like I'm missing out.
You are missing out, bitch. Also, what was the Netflix movie? So there's also a Netflix... Netflix is like... loves gay stuff.
Yeah,
they do. Let me say that.
They do. So Netflix apparently is coming under fire because they have this new movie called The First Temptation of Christ. It's not in English. I want to say it's either in Portuguese or Spanish. So basically, Jesus is paying a visit to his parents, Mary and Joseph, for those who've forgotten. And he brings a friend named Orlando.
Bloom?
Yeah, Orlando Bloom. So basically, Orlando and Jesus, or Jesus, walk in on a surprise party that his parents are throwing him, which is just like, this is already hilarious. And apparently the Jesus, the partner he's bringing, Orlando, is his companion, his like gay lover.
Oh my God, I love it.
And so that's why people are freaking out.
Is this like a comedy about Jesus?
Yeah, it's a Jesus gay Jesus comedy. Change.org, like there's a petition to sign it. And I think it's like mostly, you know, it's in Spanish. And so I can't really read it, unfortunately. Oh, here it is. In favor of banning the Christmas movie from the Puertos de Fundos, which I guess means backdoor, which is titled The First Temptation of Christ. Backdoor, The First Temptation of Christ. I love that.
Oh my God.
And they want a public retraction and they want people to apologize. And I think Netflix is like, yeah. No, thank you.
No, I fucking love that shit. I fucking love a holiday movie. Let me fucking tell you that, bitch, because...
Yeah.
Home Alone 2 is the reason I moved to New York City.
Yeah, people are saying, oh, really? Home Alone 2?
I loved it.
Because Donald Trump is in it? Still love it. Is that why you love it?
No, that ruined it. Yeah. The cameo of Donald Trump fucking ruined it.
Yeah.
But also Home Alone 1, Christmas with the Cranks. Yes, please. Any Netflix original.
What's your favorite Christmas movie? Home Alone 2?
Of all time?
Uh-huh.
I feel like... Okay, so like Home Alone is like the movie I watched with my mom all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Elf.
Oh, Elf is a good
one. I've always liked. It's like near and dear to my heart. A Christmas Story, my dad watches all the time every year.
I love A Christmas Story.
So I've seen that hundreds of times. So like
the more I've watched it as I've gotten older, the less I've loved it.
Exactly. I'm like, this is boring because I've seen it so many times.
But also maybe it's just not that great.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I showed it to Antonio and he was like, this is stupid. So
I think it's like a thing you have to grow up with.
I think so too.
It's like how people are like, In-N-Out Burger is the best. And I'm like, no, it's only because you grew up with it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm finding. It's like, it's just things you like because you grew up with them. Mm-hmm. Nothing's actually the best except for me, you know? I just watched a Netflix original called Christmas Inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a girl that wants to get the inheritance from her rich parents. But they make her, like, go to a small town where they're from to, like, learn the lesson of small town life.
There's a new Disney Plus Christmas movie with Anna Kendrick. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it, but it also has like Bill Hader in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
I would watch it. I love Bill Hader.
I would say White Christmas is my favorite Christmas movie, which I've seen one of the gayest things ever. Oh my God, it's like a classic. It's where the song White Christmas comes from.
I know. I don't think I've seen it.
It's so gay and like brilliant and beautiful.
And Jack Frost. You fucking love Jack Frost.
Oh, and Jack Frost. Is that a Christmas movie? I guess.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I've only seen the scene that makes you horny.
Yeah, because I've shown you. Because Michael Keaton was my sexual awakening, everyone, and Jack Frost, just so everyone's completely aware. That's what we're referencing.
See, I do love that shit. I love like a dad in fucking jeans and a flannel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, that's what it was. I like that.
But yeah, so maybe someday I'll star in my own Christmas movie.
I believe in it, Chris. I believe in you. I believe that you can. I believe that you will. I'm looking forward to Christmas because I'm off for like 2.5 weeks. I know.
I'm excited to go home for a while. I'm going home for like 6 days, which will be nice.
Yeah, so I'm just going to disconnect completely and not see a single soul.
Yeah, I'm going like Sunday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back for New Year's. But I don't even know what I'm doing for New Year's. Who cares?
Who cares? I'll be in Madrid.
Yeah, you'll have fun. You'll have a different New Year time than me.
Oh yeah, it'll be New Year's for you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Should we play Cock It or Block It?
Yeah.
I just made these up on a whim.
Okay. They're not Christmas related, I see.
They're not. Because, whatever.
Eggnog.
Eggnog, Block.
Block.
Hate it.
I will drink it if it's the only alcoholic beverage at the party.
I wouldn't even. I hate eggnog. It's like, I can't even drink a glass of fucking skim milk, so you want to thicken it up and give me eggnog?
You know what's funny is I never drink milk anymore, and we had a bunch of milk and at our apartment for whatever reason, and Antonio was drinking it, and it was, he thought it was fine, and he didn't say anything, and so the next day, I was like, I'm just going to have a glass of milk with this Twinkie I found. I had gluten-free Twinkie. And I was like, this doesn't taste good, but maybe I just don't like milk anymore. It was... And the next day, Antonio was like, this milk is so bad. I poured it out and there was clumps. And I was like, well, great. I just drank old milk.
I hate that shit. Also, I had a friend who told me she like lost a ton of weight from when she was younger. But she was like, yeah, there was 2 years of my life where I had a half gallon of eggnog every single day of the year.
Like,
not with like just the holiday season.
But alcoholic eggnog?
No.
Well, maybe she just what is eggnog? It's eggs and milk.
See, when I was a kid, I didn't even know eggnog was alcoholic.
And you would just drink
it? What is the alcohol in eggnog? I think
it's rum.
Like, I think you have to mix eggnog rum with something.
And rum is already the worst liquor
of all the liquors. Hate it. Rum's absolutely vile.
It's pretty low with gin, in my opinion.
Same.
But, like, even, like, gin is better than rum.
Yeah, no, I hate rum. Unless I'm, like, on the beach. And it's mixed with like delicious fruit juice.
That's like natural from the beach.
Santa.
Santa? I mean, I love a good velvet outfit.
No, I mean like the theory of Santa. Like, will you tell your kids about, like, will you make them believe in Santa?
I will tell. Okay, so my non-existent make-believe kids, will I tell them about a make-believe person?
Like, you know how there's parents that are like, oh, we don't.
See, here's the thing. I know from my siblings who have kids, they use Santa as like a way to get their kids to be good.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it.
I'm all for it. Give a kid some hope, you know?
Also, I love manipulation. So any way that you can manipulate someone without them being aware that you're manipulating them, go for it.
But that's, yeah, I'm like, let the kid have some hope, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to make him jaded from the fucking get-go.
Mm-hmm.
What's another Christmas one? Because we're not using...
Trees. Christmas trees.
Oh, fucking cock.
Cock.
I love a Christmas tree.
Here's what I think is interesting, is that clearly Jesus Christ didn't have a Christmas tree at his birthday party. Because he was in the desert and they didn't have pine trees.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really get it. And I don't get why these people are all up in arms about this fucking gay Jesus. Jesus could have been gay. We don't know. You all said he was celibate. He was 30 years old and wasn't fucking people. Did you see his abs? Please.
Also, yeah. And also, Jesus is always depicted as like white with blue eyes. And I've never understood that because he's supposed to be Middle Eastern.
Americans, man. They want Jesus to look like Brad Pitt. Why do Christians and Catholics want to depict Jesus like someone they want to have sex with? Well, because, you know, I think about this because, like, I mean, clearly Jesus did not look like Brad Pitt. Wasn't white with blue eyes and light brown hair. I feel like maybe because, you know, a lot of like maybe the sculptors of the time, like later, like, you know, in like Rome.
Well,
and
the
shit,
sculptors that were gay have sculpted him as, like, you can't tell what race he is. He had abs because he was fucking eating. Like, everybody looked the fuck like that. There was no fat people back then.
Only the rich people were fat, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you. Like me now.
But still, I don't know. You can tell, like, in the Vatican, the Jesus depictions there are like a white person.
Yeah. Well,
it is interesting. Because, so, like, why are they up in arms about the gay Jesus, but not like, why do we have Christmas trees? It's pagans.
There's a whole thing about it.
Y'all are stupid.
Easter bunny. Love a Christmas tree.
And where does the Easter bunny come from?
Okay, that shit I never believed in even as a kid.
What about the tooth fairy? Did you believe in the tooth fairy?
No.
Did you believe? What other things do we tell kids?
I do remember being like, how are my parents getting under my pillow without me waking up?
We're heavier sleepers than we realize, I guess.
I was then. Maybe not now.
Yeah, you barely sleep.
Yeah, I sleep like a, you know, a feather.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Light, I guess. I don't know what's happening to me. I fucking fell in the shower yesterday.
Oh my god! I know.
I'm 100.
So sad.
I'm 100 years old.
How did you fall? What were you doing?
I just slipped.
Oh gosh.
I was getting out of the shower and I slipped.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you. I wish I died. Should we do this listener cue? It's pretty long.
Yeah, it's kind of juicy. I'm sorry that he says anus so many times.
Oh.
Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Hey guys, big fan of the pod. So disappointed you guys won't be doing it anymore. Anywho, I mean, I forgot. We haven't mentioned that this is our second to last episode yet, have we? The penultimate.
Well, we did bring it up lately, but I guess now we have an end date.
Oh, yeah. Well, so not this one. Next week will be our last one.
Second to last.
Yeah, yes. So today is our penultimate. I love that. I love just saying that word because I love people know that I know what that means. It means the second to last.
You do love that. I was like, are you talking about that exercise bike?
Peloton?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Anywho, I started hooking up with this married guy 3 years ago. He's married to a man, but they have an open relationship. At first, he was just a fun guy who filled me up just right.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I enjoyed the sex and was happy that he was coming over almost every day on his way home from work. We'd have sex and then just cuddle for a little while, maybe nap. A few months in, I was madly in love with him. One night, he told me he loves me and asked me if I'd be interested in a future together. I said yes. Thereafter, he told me all sorts of problems he has with his marriage and that he wants to get a divorce, but he's an anxious person and is worried about what his finances would look like post-divorce. I'm a PhD student. I don't make much money either, and I knew this was a recipe for disaster, so I ended it.
How does a PhD student have time to get fucked every single day and then take a nap?
Because all I do is study, and I'm sure, like, maybe that's his time. I also love that, like, the, you know, the marriage and the anxiousness wasn't the recipe for disaster. Like, wasn't the catalyst that ended this. It was the fact that he didn't have money.
Welcome to being gay.
Okay, so he keeps going. I stayed for a while, but then I stayed away for a while, and then I'd miss him, and all of a sudden he was back. He would make promises that he'd get. He said back in my anus. I just said back, but I said anus up top, and I didn't want to say it again. Yeah, but he says it again.
It's saying a lot.
He would make promises that he'd get divorced after his finances were better. I knew they were just excuses, and I didn't really believe him. My heart would just melt when he was around. We were on and off like this for a while until a year ago when he decided to end things with me, saying that I'm always angry at him because he doesn't have enough time for me, and he might never be ready to get divorced.
When really, you were always mad at him because he was poor.
Over this past year, I've made loads of progress. I started therapy, worked through some stuff. I stayed in touch with him, but didn't interact very much. Recently, he told me he wants to get a divorce for sure, but wants to wait till I graduate. Then he'll feel secure enough about our finances to be able to get a divorce. At first, I told him to fuck off, but a few hours later, he was in my anus.
A few hours?
Yeah. I've been back to sleeping with him this past month. I don't really believe when he says he'll get divorced, but I just don't know how to stay away. I guess my question is, should I just stop beating myself up about being with a married man who'll probably never get a divorce, or should I move to another city? Okay. Because clearly I don't know how to stay away. Much love.
Okay.
Those are two very different extremes.
Yes. Here's what I will say. People always think moving to another city is going to solve their problems. It's not going to solve your problem, babe. I'll tell you that. You'll still find a way. It'll just cost you more because you'll end up flying back just to have him in your anus. Mm-hmm. You got to meet someone else, I would say. Or here's what I'm going to say. One day things will change and you'll just be able to stop seeing him. Until then, nobody's going to tell you anything that's going to keep you away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the tea. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can tell you over and over. I'm sure your friends have told you over and over, whoever you tell about this relationship with a married person, that it's going to end badly. And it 100% will end badly.
For someone, at least.
Yeah. And probably not great for you.
Yeah.
Or you'll just get fed up and end up stop talking to him.
Also, like, there's a difference between hooking up with someone a couple of hours every day than, like, being around them all the time and being with them. Like, you still haven't, like, had the opportunity to, like, spend days together or even like several hours, it seems like. You know what I mean? So like you may not even like this person as much as you think you do.
Yeah. Well, all because like, okay, yes, this man is in an open relationship, but open relationship, I don't think should be every single day the same person cuddling. Open relationship is like, you know, you get fucked up and you have sex when you're in a different zip code.
I think so too. I think so too. And then you never speak to that person ever again.
Like I have friends that are in an open relationship and their rule is as long as they're in a different area code.
Mm-hmm. Different area codes, only once.
Because this is why. Because then feelings end up, you know.
End up happening. And it's not fair to this other person. You don't know his life. He could be the nicest person in the world.
Yeah. And I gotta say, in this whole letter, looking back here, I don't think you say why you like him other than you like having sex with him.
You have good sex, apparently.
And I mean, I guess that's important for you, and that's good.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be enough. So,
have you ever hooked up with a married man that you knew he was married?
Married? No.
Married? No. In a relationship? Yes.
Yes.
What was that like? How do you know he was in a relationship?
Well, this is a whole thing. This was like the guy that I was like in love with.
Okay.
And he would refer to his boyfriend as his roommate. And then after like 6 months of me being in love with him, someone was like, you know that it's his roommate. But it was a similar situation where we were like hanging out every day. So I'm like, how does he?
I had this friend who, so this is like kind of like incestuous and awkward and weird. So on my soccer team that I played on or played in, I haven't played the season, so I don't know what tense to use. There was this couple, they were not in an open relationship, but the one guy was like incapable of having sex like pretty often, like impotent wise, for reasons unknown. I actually used to hook up with him, but this was before that. And
he didn't have the problem then. Oh,
no, he did.
I was just making a joke.
But he had a lot of money.
Oh.
He was like one of those people that like,
well, if you're looking to meet someone, our writer here, we can hook you up with an impotent
an impotent rich guy. He was one of those guys that like I would just sleep over, but like nothing would ever happen, and he would like also buy me like a crazy expensive dinner and then like pay for me to go places. It was fine, but obviously that is pretty untenable and gets boring pretty quickly. But anyways, so this guy his boyfriend had another guy from soccer over, and they had sex on the couch with the door open to their bedroom while the other guy was asleep, and they were not in an open relationship.
What?
Yeah. And then they were like laughing about it. I'm like, that's pretty terrible.
That is like so awful.
What would you do if you woke up?
What would you do if you heard them talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
I would beat a bitch's ass if that ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally physical danger you would be in if I was the man that was sleeping. And then you were talking about it?
Uh-huh.
No, bitch. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Because that money's all about to be mine. Because you're going to change your will and then I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like I gave good advice to this person, but I don't feel like there is good advice to be given.
I mean, moving to another city is, I mean, not a great thing, but if you're and clearly you say you're not financially stable, so like that might not be great, but I had a really great time moving to another city, even though I did move back 6 months later because I was miserable because nothing, I ran away from a problem and I came back to the problem and I ran back to the problem.
But also he's a PhD student. You can't just jump town.
I don't know how that works. I'm a PhD in.
In what?
Gay talking.
Do you have a PhD in gay talking? Because right now it doesn't even seem like you have a bachelor's.
I have a BFA in film, actually.
Thank you. I have a BS in.
That's BS.
In communications.
Okay, there you go.
And English literature.
Wow.
Thank you. Isn't that surprising?
Yeah.
I barely read now.
I know. You can barely speak, too, so.
I know. Who fucking knew?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we helped. Sorry if we didn't. Good luck. At least you're getting laid.
Yeah. I mean, I would just try and peel yourself away from this situation as much as you can.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to move because those are extreme options.
Listen, it's the end of the year. Start fresh. Mm-hmm. Start a new year, new you.
Be like gay Jesus and find a companion that you can bring home to your mom and dad.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christo.
All right, guys. Well, happy holidays.
Happy, Merry Christmas. And if you're not celebrating Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah's around the same time as Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays, as you know.
Yeah.
Us liberals like to say
all of it.
Cause it's because there's a war on Christmas. I didn't know if you heard this.
Yeah, no, I always, I want to do a character that's like the woman at the grocery store that when the cashier says happy holidays, they think that they're like being really out there by being like, no, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Because that's what I celebrate. That's like where, when I worked at the grocery store, 3 out of 10 people.
And like I said, you know, get rid of trees if you're really worried about Christmas.
Yeah, but I Christians. Love them.
No, I'm not worried about it.
All right, so we'll be back next week.
Yeah, so...
For the last time.
I mean, I guess you can rate and review and subscribe if you want to. But we do, because we appreciate it. And also, we got a lot of nice messages, which we're going to read next week.
And we love you all. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. So make sure you stay tuned for the finale. We have something so much to talk about.
Yes, and... We do have a plan for what's next.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll tease a little bit more of that in the next one.
Yeah. So we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Betches.